Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by Big Thinkers Academy, where we provide professional solutions for maximizing your human potential. Visit us at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, yes, we must inspire and encourage you, the listener. And second, we have to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And I want to say a very special Happy New Year to you. This is the first show of the year. We're so excited to be here again on our third, going on our third season. I want to say this is Monday, January 9th, 2012, and I hope you're as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it's extremely bright. Now, you know we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so go out and spread the word. Well, we have a lot in store for you this year. And as always, we want to thank you really, truly, for tuning in and sending all of the holiday greetings and all of the well wishes and all just everything that you do as just the best audience in the whole world. We want to thank you for that. And we're just grateful that you find such value in the content that we bring to you every week. So we are committed. I'm telling you, this year is going to be another spectacular year, starting with today's show. Yes, it's going to be another great one. I mean, have you all heard about all this talk about working in the cloud or working remotely? Are you curious to know what it is and how this can really help you increase your productivity? Or what the ultimate result, of course, is to increase your bottom line as a business owner? Well, we're going to learn today from our very special guest, Miss Penny DeGaudillo, who's with Microsoft Office 365, and she's going to share with us today Microsoft's initiative to support small business owners, in particular women business owners, this year in 2012 and beyond. So we're excited. You know what you've got to do right now. You got to go. You got to call everybody, text them, tweet them, Facebook them. Tell them right now to dial 347-838-9278. We have another great show. This is going to be, just the information is going to take your business to a whole nother level. And what better time to do it than right now at the beginning of 2012? So call them, tell them to dial 347-838-9278. And remember, you can always tune in to this show live right now at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's Wealthy Sisters, SISTAS, radio.com. And when you do that, also you can listen to all of our other great shows in the archives. And did you know we were on iTunes too? Yes, that's right. You can download us right now at iTunes, the whole show from beginning to today. So know that that's there. And remember, you can follow us on Twitter so you can stay abreast of what we're doing under Wealthy Sisters on Facebook. And even when you log into the network on Blog Talk Network, you can click follow there so you get an hour before the show reminder. So I tell you, this is, like I said, it's going to be another great show. We're so excited to have everybody tuned in the chat room, on the lines. Wow, and thank you again for making it another great one. We're going to put you on hold just for 1 second. We're going to go to a short commercial break, and we'll be back and hear from none other than our special guest today from Microsoft Office 365, Miss Penny DeGaudillo. Hold one moment.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategy.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
We are live and back on Wealthy Sisters. Want to welcome everyone for dialing into the show. We're so excited to start 2012 off with this great episode, learning all about the Microsoft Office 365 and how they are supporting small business owners like yourself. I tell you, all of this talk about working in the cloud, we are so privileged today to learn firsthand from the lead, none other than Miss Penny DeGaglio. And I want to make sure I am saying her name right, so we want to welcome you to the show. Are you there, Penny?
For having me.
Yes, hi. Hi, thank you for being on. Wanted to make sure we got the right line there. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And I wanted to make sure beforehand that I was pronouncing your name correctly. So please tell me if we are and give us the correct pronunciation if we weren't.
That's correct. It's Penny Delgadillo.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, you know, we appreciate you waking up and getting started early there on the West Coast with us. How's the weather out that way today?
Well, today it's about 70 and sunny, so another great day in Southern California.
Oh, wow. That is a wonderful day, 70 and sunny. We're loving it. I know we've got a lot of our East Coast friends who are wanting to feel that today as well. So
yeah.
Wonderful. Is that where you're originally from, Penny?
I'm actually originally from the Bay Area, so I grew up in a town called San Mateo.
Okay. So wonderful. So you're down in the Southern Cal. I guess a lot of family probably want to come visit you sometimes for the sunshine as well.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, we are excited, as I mentioned earlier, about this show. So, again, we want to thank you for coming on and sharing with us more about what Microsoft Office 365 is doing to support so many small business owners. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what this whole working remotely, what this campaign is all about, and why is this an important topic for women business owners in particularly?
Absolutely. So first off, I just wanted to kind of explain to your audience what Office 365 is and why we think it's such a valuable technology for women-owned businesses. And so Office 365 is a subscription-based service that provides small and mid-sized businesses the opportunity to have hosted email, collaboration through web document sharing. It allows small and medium-sized businesses to have instant messaging and professional presence, if you will, with the ability to have a template-based website. And then lastly, it provides small and mid-sized businesses the ability to have online meetings through our Link Online solution, whereby simply a click of a button, you can go ahead and start having an online meeting with colleagues, whether they're next door or across the nation, share documents and do things like whiteboarding and whatnot. So it's a really, really powerful tool that starts at $6 per user per month. So we feel it's a great value add for any small business. But most importantly, when we started to look at small and mid-sized businesses and how they've been growing here in our country. You know, 8 million small and mid-sized businesses are either women-owned or women-run. And if we pooled all of those businesses together, they would be the fifth largest GDP in the world. So lots and lots of women are incorporating and they're, you know, running or starting their own small businesses. So it's really important that we equip them with the tools necessary for success. And we actually partnered with a couple of organizations, one of which is 85 Broads, and the second one is Women 2.0, that specifically, you know, help and assist women building a community, providing them the guidance around entrepreneurship. And we did some surveys to these communities, and we realized that sort of remote working, working on the go, working from home, a lot of women-owned businesses also have families, their mothers. It's really important for them to have that mobility access, if you will, to their technology and to their business. And so that's really how we came up with the campaign called Your Office, Your Term.
Your office, your term. I like that. I like that. And you said this program that you have, the subscription service, starts as little as $6 a month?
$6,
that's correct. Did you say? Really?
What
can a person get for $6?
A person for $6 per month can get, as I mentioned, a professional hosted email. They can use our templates to publish a simple website. They get a central repository through our SharePoint Online solution to do document sharing. And then lastly, with Link Online, as I mentioned, they can host online meetings for up to 250 people, and they can do things like whiteboarding and document sharing through those online meetings.
Wow, that is an incredible price just for the $6 for all of that. They're getting the hosting of a website, the email, and the ability to share documents. That's incredible. How long has that product been out and available to business owners?
So we launched Office 365 back in June,
It's
been in market for 6 months.
Okay. That right there is powerful. I mean, I do a lot of shopping and see a lot of things. It's you really for $6 can't really get the online meeting for that month, let alone to add all of those other great benefits with that. What are some of the other plans that you all have with this campaign?
So the campaign is going into what we call our phase two, and so we just kicked off a nationwide tour with our 85 Broads community and a Women 2.0 community, and so we're having events for women-owned and women-run businesses in our Microsoft retail stores. We've got 12 of those nationwide, and so our next stop is actually January 23rd, and we will be in the Bay Area. And we've pulled together a wonderful panel of amazing women all the way from our 85 Bras and Women 2.0 community, along with the the Women in Public Policy, as well as the National Organization for Small Women Business Owners. So great panel, great event that we're looking forward to on January 23rd in San Francisco.
Wow. Okay, so that's in San Francisco. Have you all made any plans to come south or on the east as well?
We are. And so I encourage folks that are interested in the campaign learning more about Office 365 to visit our website. And so you can go to Microsoft.com/myoffice365, and all of our events are listed there, and we'll continually keep them up to date.
Tell us, what kind of responses have you received from your product so far?
So we've had an overwhelming response from our small business owners and users. on the product. Ever since we launched in June, we've had a tremendous response. We've been getting customers, I would say, on the service every minute. We've got some statistics around that. And, again, I think that it's a tremendous value for any small and mid-sized business. And to give you an example, we've got a customer out of the Southern California area where I'm located called D7 Consulting. And so this small consulting firm out of SoCal was able to really realize the value of Office 365. And you can see their stories and a ton of other stories around small and mid-sized customers adopting Office 365 at our website. So if you just go to Microsoft.com/myoffice365, you can find a ton of customer stories there.
Wow. Now, with this, tell me like one of your favorite features of this whole campaign, or shall I say the product that you have available for business owners.
Yeah, so I can actually give you a real-life example. As we were sort of creating the campaign and really figuring out how to evangelize it, one of the things that we realized was that remote working, the topic of mobile workplace, was really top of mind to a lot of thought leaders that blog about women in technology and women-owned businesses. And so I had to organize calls with about, 45 different bloggers that wanted to contribute on this topic. And so I was able to use my own product, Link Online, to host a meeting, bring them all into a forum, be able to present to them a PowerPoint in terms of what we were looking for our program, answer their questions, all in, a seamless way.
And that is so important. I'm glad you brought up the part that a lot of thought leaders are looking for this type of, model for their employees as well. Why do you think this is so attractive and why some business owners who might be listening today may not have implemented this principle? They may be looking for lease right now, looking for office space, trying to figure out how to get their, staff in. Why should a business owner today embrace this whole working remotely and working in the cloud?
That's a great question. As I mentioned earlier, we did a survey through some of the women communities around this campaign, and we realized that the respondents said that productivity increased when they were able to work remotely. So a staggering 62% of the respondents said that personal productivity improves when they're able to work outside of the office. Another key statistic is that nearly half of the respondents, so 49% of them, said technology becomes a challenge when they're working outside of the office. And in this day and age, you have to be productive on the train, in your car, on a plane. And so we feel, solutions like Office 365 provide and alleviate those technology hassles for people, and they can basically be productive anywhere.
I can imagine, because if you're coming from a major metropolitan city like I grew up or where I live now, there is an issue of traffic. So if you're wanting your employee to be there at a certain time, and particularly if they have children, there is a whole process involved with getting them up and out and ready. And if they're married, they've got to get family members, all of that out. And then think about how, what they have to do for their day, and then let alone plan that time for traffic, which can be a whole time that you lose, you know, of productivity trying to get to a meeting. So I really see the benefit personally, what I do in working from home and having a tool like this as well. Did you hear a lot of success stories where maybe people had the whole idea of waiting in traffic and now not having to do that, maybe how that's cut back on some of their time? I know you said they said it increased their productivity, but they give you some specific examples of how it happened for them?
Absolutely. So I think the best example is I was talking to a partner in the East Coast. I know that a lot of folks take the train into
mm-hmm.
work.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my partners basically told me that, you know, there was a meeting scheduled. He was on the train, but he had access to Wi-Fi. And so he was able to simply, from his laptop, click to initiate a link online meeting and, you know, plug a headset into his computer. And for the next 30 minutes on his train ride in, he was able to host a conference call by simply having access to the internet in Office 365.
That's great. That's great. And with that, with the online meeting that you have, does your program require the participants to download a particular software, or is it all live once they click to a particular link? How does that work?
That's a great question. And so if you are an Office 365 customer and would like to invite a participant to a link online meeting, mm-hmm. your participant does not need to have Office 365, and they would simply just click through a link where a simple consult would pop up for them, and they can then immediately get invited to the meeting. So it's
wow.
just as easy as that.
Oh, that's great, because I know there are some other programs out there that you have to wait and you have to download their software if you don't already have it on your computer. So that, I mean, can save a lot of time, in particular with everyone always having to sign in maybe 2 minutes before. You're just trying to maximize your time, and you don't always have that time to wait on that software to download. So that is a great addition to that. And can you give us a little bit more detail about the online? And it's called LinkedIn Meeting. What is the correct term?
The feature is, or the service is, called Link Online. And
Link
Office
Online. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And Office 365, as I mentioned earlier, has four components. It's got
right.
hosted email with Exchange Online. It's
right.
got collaboration and document sharing with SharePoint Online. And the Link Online provides the meetings, the online meetings, and it also provides instant messaging as well.
Okay, yeah, so I want to talk a little bit more about the linked online meetings, and I want to learn more about all the other products as well, but can you give us some of the details that this service provides? I think you did mention the capability of how many participants they can have, but what type of analytics is available, if any? Are they able to record? Share some of those features with us, if you will.
Sure. So Link Online does give small and mid-sized businesses the ability to record meetings
mm-hmm.
as well. And then I think when we talk about, you know, business analytics, that's really our SharePoint Online feature within the Office 365 suite. And so SharePoint Online provides a centralized document sharing solution for small and mid-sized businesses. It's basically role-based, so you can go ahead and secure documents by the file or by the folder. And then to give you an example of that, we've got a small customer through our campaign that has two retail stores in Manhattan. It's called Babesta. And what Babesta did with Office 365, particularly the SharePoint Online solution, is that they were able to run a pretty robust internal site where they can track and document orders from
mm-hmm.
store to store. And then they also have the ability to provide kudos or thank yous for their employees through the SharePoint Online site and track those when people do a great job and you just want to give them a high five. And so very powerful tool. And again, I think any of our listeners today can go to office365.com and learn more about all the different feature sets within the suite that we discussed.
Wow, that's great. Now, for some of the people who are not as tech savvy, who are still just kind of embracing this whole concept, is there a live chat or is there a live operator that they can also speak with to get support with your different tools that you have available?
Absolutely. And so I think there's a couple of ways that users can go ahead and learn more. If they go to office365.com, there is a click-to-chat feature where you can get answers to your questions as you're sort of perusing the site and learning more about the services. In addition, we've got nationally based Microsoft partners that work day-to-day with all of our customers to support and implement Office 365 for them. So you can certainly, at the website as well, learn more about a local partner within your region that you can go ahead and contact to learn more about Office 365 and how it can benefit your organization.
Wow. And you mentioned that there are like 12 different stores that you all have around the whole country. What can a person walk into the store and purchase? And also, can they find support there as well? Tell us more about that.
That's correct. So we've got, as I mentioned, 12 national Microsoft retail stores. They're all well-equipped to talk about our cloud services like Office 365. And in addition, you can see all of the great product sets from Microsoft, both on our consumer side with Xbox and Link, as well as our Windows phone, that obviously mobility and the ability to get your email and to have access to your documents on your phone is a powerful feature of Office 365.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. So I know that you mentioned as well you just launched this whole product line in June, and you're starting your second phase of this campaign. You want to share a little bit more about what's in store for that and what we could expect down the road if there are more features coming out with this? And is this $6 an introductory rate, or is this something that it's pretty set for now?
So the $6 per user per month is a price point for our small and mid-sized business offering. Of course, we know that the services scale all the way to enterprise customers. So we have several different offerings, if you will, for customers that may need more robust solutions. And so the $6 price point is really the starting point, and it's our small and mid-sized business offering. But again, any company can go to office365.com and sort of evaluate all of the different offerings and against their needs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the second thing to your question around the campaign, Your Office, Your Terms, is, again, we're very passionate about making sure that we're supporting our women-owned and women-run business community. And so we will continue to add events to our national events that we recently kicked off. Again, I'm trying to get out to the East Coast where you are, Deborah. And then continue to provide the thought leadership in terms of how technologies like Office 365 can help support this growing base of small business owners. And then lastly, I would say that on the services themselves, you know, that is the beauty of the cloud, right? We've got quarterly updates that we do to the services for our customers to be able to realize the latest and greatest technologies. And so you're always up to date based on the services. And so I would say just, you know, stay tuned for our quarterly updates in terms of new feature sets And again, I encourage everyone to try Office 365. We offer a 30-day free trial. And so any small business today can go to the website and get a 30-day free trial. And then lastly, to sort of help and assist our small and mid-sized businesses, we do have a special offer through our MasterCard partnership where you're able to get 10% off if you purchase Office 365 with your MasterCard. So again, lots of rich opportunities for folks to trial the service and also take advantage of it at a discount.
Okay, we love discounts. Always love that. Now, that's with the MasterCard. You said 10% off. Is that also the MasterCard debit and credit card, or is just using the credit card, or do you know on that?
I believe it's actually using the credit card, but again, I encourage everyone to just visit our website, office365.com, to get more information just on the legal T's and C's.
Mm-hmm. And then also, did you mention where there is the ability for people to back up their information, like their files as well? I know you talked about the document sharing, but do you have within this component of Office 365, is there something there where they could use as a backup to back up their computer info?
That is sort of a broad spectrum of offerings mm-hmm. that help with backup. I would say that by design, because this is a hosted service by mm-hmm. Microsoft in the cloud, in our data centers, mm-hmm. you have that backup already. Storing your documents, we're storing your emails, we're storing instances of your online meeting. And so by design, you're getting some backup capabilities, if you will, within cloud services.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Well, what else would you like to share with our audience today about the 365? And I know your background is very extensive as far as marketing is concerned, and working with several businesses, all sizes. What other tips would you like to share today that can also promote the use of the product, but just helping our business owners become prepared for 2012 and all of the technology that's available?
Sure. So a couple of things, and thank you for asking, is one, on the office365.com website, we do have a whole host of, I would say, overviews for companies in terms of when they're thinking about getting to the cloud, why office365.com, why Microsoft. So I encourage the readers to sort of do their due diligence on our website at office365.com. And then as part of the Your Office, Your Terms campaign, I know that I talked a little bit about some of the statistics from our survey results. We have actually pulled together an ebook on best practices for remote working, and that is available as a free download for anyone. They can go to office365.com and click on the Your Office, Your Terms campaign, and they can download this free ebook that gives them tips and tricks and etiquette and ways to just be more productive on the go. So if I had to recommend one thing, it would be that.
Yeah, I see that here on the site. You have a lot of great things available as well, I see, with the ebook there and also the featured bloggers. What's about that section? Tell us about that as well.
Sure. As I mentioned in my example, there was an overwhelming response of folks that really wanted to evangelize, if you will, our message around remote working. And so we had some great contributions from folks like Kathy Caprino of Ella Communications talking about sort of the next gen of remote working. Allison O'Kelly, who owns a pretty well-known enterprise called Mom Corp, talk about how remote working helped her company. And then Kelly Williams-Yost that talks about this work plus life fitness really talking about all the benefits of remote working. So lots of great contributions from thought leaders around the subject of remote working. And again, that plus I think the ebook with the tips and tricks is something that, you know, would be of great value to anybody who's trying to manage having a small business and also having a life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know we have a huge listening audience and a lot who actually download the show afterwards. Maybe some are working right now and they're in the process of working remotely, what have you. What else would you share with them if some that are tuned in want to know how maybe they could be a blogger or be able to add input on how working remotely has helped them and also, you know, perhaps using the service? Is there a way that they can connect with you all that way as well?
Absolutely. We are always looking for incredible stories and contribution in terms of the subject. And so I would just encourage everyone to, again, reach out to us through the office365.com website and then certainly, you know, provide you our contact information. So maybe we could post that on your site as well and folks can contact us via that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful, wonderful. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share or like to leave our audience with today? Any other tips as far as marketing is concerned or anything else you'd like to share about the product, perhaps even how the online templates work for the websites and email?
Well, I would like to just say that I encourage everyone in the audience to take it for a test drive. I would encourage folks to go ahead and look into the 30-day free trial. And again, there's no obligation, so you can go ahead and test the services for yourself and see what it can do for your business.
Yes, yes, that's great. That's great. Well, Penny, we want to thank you so much for coming on our show today and sharing this valuable information. A lot of times we always say, well, I wish there was another way, or I feel like I might be pulling my hair out. How can I increase my productivity? And you definitely have shared a great way and a lot of valuable tools at an awesome price. For business owners and particularly women, and we're proud to see that Microsoft is actually taking the time to have these workshops all across the country. We're looking forward to seeing you all come towards the East Coast as well and share again the date and time for the one there in the Bay Area for our listeners in that area as well. When was that again that you're having
Absolutely.
The live event?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So it's on January 23rd, and it'll be in the evening starting at 6 p.m. And if people go to office365.com, they can get to our events page and go ahead and register for the event.
Awesome, awesome. And once again, if there are any questions, if anyone has any questions, please, please, we'll take a few minutes. I'll take a short break, come right back from that, and open the lines up for anyone that might have questions that they want to ask. If you're in our chat room, you can definitely send us the message through there as well. And otherwise, we want to thank you. So we'll just have you hold on 1 second and we'll go to a break and come back and see if anyone has any questions. Hold one moment.
Thanks, Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text MYPROMISE to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Hi there, this is Bill Lee. I'm a voice talent and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net.
For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives?
At FedEx,
We understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx, another day, another dollar saved.
Are they ready to seal the deal? Is he lying to me? Is she the right one for the job? The art of reading body language. Learn to make someone like you in less than 60 seconds. Become a communication wizard and understand nonverbal clues and how to detect lies. Achieve amazing business success using easy rapport techniques and discover how to sell anything to anyone and enjoy doing it. 8 months of 10 seminars taught by former U.S. intelligence officers who lived the life and a federal agent saw the crime. Also featuring Yvonne Oswald, communications expert, award-winning author of Every Word Has Power. This workshop is a necessity for sales professionals, HR, business, and law enforcement professionals. That's February Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. Visit theartofreadingbodylanguage.com or Big Thinkers Academy. And you can also dial 800-917-9435-807. That's right. You want to attend that workshop? That's the best way to start your new year off right. Well, Penny, again, we want to thank you for tuning in and being a part of our special guest of the show. For those of you all who just dialed in, you can always go back and listen to this great show at www.wealthysistersradio.com, and you can catch this one in all of our other episodes as well. And remember to go to Microsoft Office 365 and check out this awesome service that they have available to help you maximize your productivity in 2012. Penny, thank you so much again for being on our show.
Thank you, Deborah. Thanks, everyone.
All right. We'll talk to you later, and we look forward to seeing more from Microsoft Office 365. Well, stay tuned. Next week, we're excited about our show. We're going to do a special presentation to none other than Dr. Martin Luther King. We're looking forward to next week. We've got to have a special surprise guest, so you definitely want to tune in for that as well. And also, remember to go to BigThinkersAcademy.com to get registered for that Art of Reading Body Language workshop. Again, we thank you for tuning in to the show, and Happy New Year, and we will see you next week.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.